you this morning. Last Sunday, I did not attend the service because of the Sebeka new pastor's ordination ceremony that took place at Virunga last Sunday. Also, this week was so full of activities due to the Sebeka business meeting. That's how I'm taking this opportunity to convey my acknowledgement to all church members who prayed for this event. And everything went well. Delegates went back to their districts despite of a few number who are still yet in Goma. So receive these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So before reading the word of God, would like to pray shortly for this message. Lord, our Father and our King, I believe that you are here this moment and ready to speak to your people. Your people is ready to listen to you. Come and speak to our heart through the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray this. Amen. Thank you so much. I think you are okay this morning. So I see just announcing the program for next Sunday, but one here in Gomaville, we have baptism. And I thank God because we baptize around 40 people. Then teachings regarding the baptism will basically start next Sunday. You know, baptism is actually an important ceremony in Baptist churches because it's a public proclamation of our faith in Jesus Christ, but also it's a main way that the church adds members. So in preparing this ceremony, I would like to share with you a short message this morning with the theme, Lessons Learned from Jesus' Baptism. We will learn some lessons about the baptism for Jesus. And this is in Luke chapter 3 from 21 to 23. So we are reading 3 verses only. Luke chapter 3, 21 to 23. Let's read the word of God. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I'm well pleased." Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli. That is the word of God. Amen. So, we are going to learn 3 lessons from Jesus' baptism. You know, in our churches, sometimes when someone asks you the question, "When have you been baptized?" it sounds a question which has no importance. But according to our text, Luke decided to tell to the church what happened when Jesus Christ was baptized. You know, Christian baptism receives its meaning and significance from the baptism of Jesus. So, our baptism have his meaning because of the baptism of Jesus. So, our baptism have no sense without the baptism of Jesus Christ. But we should ask some questions. And the main question is, why did Jesus need to be baptized? Why Jesus Christ needed to be baptized? It's a main question that someone can be asking himself. But let's read on Matthew chapter 3 from 14 to 15. We will get an answer from this question. Matthew 3 from 14 to 15. John would have prevent him saying, I need to be baptized by you and you come to me. But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Why did Jesus Christ need to be baptized? Number one, it was just to teach us humility. And that's what we are reading from this text. In fact, it's John who should be baptized by Jesus. Because, you know, the baptism for John was just a baptism for repentance. And Jesus has no sin. He was perfect. But he came to John to be baptized. That was to teach us humility. Someone, let me give an example. I'm a pastor here at Gomaville. I'm baptizing or preaching and people are coming just to repent. And our legal representative come to and say, Pastor, I need to be baptized by you. Or whether, let me say, he come and just to confess. That is a special thing that I'm just even can ask myself why the legal representative is coming for baptism. That's what happened. In fact, it's John who should be baptized by Jesus, but Jesus came to be baptized by John. That was to teach us humility. In our life, we should be humble, and that is what God is asking to us. Number two, Jesus was baptized in order to identify with those he came to save. He came to save us from our sins, but he should not identify with us without being baptized. Number three, Jesus was baptized for another reason, in order to mark the official start of his ministry. So in order to start his ministry, he decided to be baptized. And number four, Jesus was baptized in order to ceremonially cleanse himself before being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the priests, before doing his job of priest, he must be, first of all, to be cleansed. And Jesus decided to be cleansed so that he can do his ministry after being cleansed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Then, after reading these texts, I discovered that the Lord wants to teach us three major lessons from the baptism of Jesus. And lesson number one. The lesson number one that Jesus wants to teach us through this text is that we are anointed and sealed with the Holy Spirit. You and me are anointed. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit. We got the stamp from the Holy Spirit. For which purpose? Number one, to become Son of God. So becoming Son of God, that's what the purpose for God to seal us from His Holy Spirit. So our identity as son and daughters of God was established through the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we have got. But what is to becoming a son and daughter of Christ? He or she who does the will of God, that's the one who's calling the Son of God. We are also anointed and sealed with the Holy Spirit for another purpose. The other purpose is that we would like to become or to belong to God. We become a family of God. So in baptism, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit and signed with the sign of the cross to show that Yaakov, we belong to Christ. And Galatians chapter 6, 17 says, for I bear on my body the mark of Christ. So through our baptism as Christians, we are sealed and we are belonging to God, who is our Father and merciful King. We are anointed with the Holy Spirit for the last purpose, to become soldiers of Christ. So we are anointed. You and me are anointed so that we may become soldiers of Christ in the world, so that we may fight the force of sin and evil. So I should say baptism is like an ordination of every Christian to be a soldier of Christ in this world. So brothers and sisters, this morning the Lord is teaching us that we are His soldiers. We should fight in order to gain. We should fight in order to escape evil in this world. Lesson number two, that the baptism of Jesus Christ is teaching us. Pledge to please God. And that's what the Word of God says. Pledge to please God. Verse 22. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Wow. A wonderful witness. A wonderful witness. I would like just to ask yourself this question. Can the Lord give this witness upon me that I am His beloved Son? I am His beloved daughter. Perhaps that was what He said when you were baptized. But now, things changed. But this morning, the Lord is just asking us to pledge to please God, our King and our Lord. Why the Lord declared that Jesus is the Son of God to whom God is pleased? You know that for that moment, Jesus was just only getting baptism. It's a language that means, this is the one I have chosen, the one I have selected to be my Messiah. Here is my servant, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit in him, and he will proclaim justice to the nation. That's why God proclaims, witnesses that Jesus is the Son, the beloved Son, in whom God is putting His creation, or whether, let me say, in you I am well pleased. Brothers and sisters, I want just to suggest you 10 ways on how we can please our God and our King. The way number one, love God. Because you will naturally do things that please God if you love Him. A life controlled by the Holy Spirit, because those controlled by sinful nature cannot please God. The other thing that you should do is to have faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, it's not possible to please God without faith. Praise the Lord in all the circumstances of our life. That's number four, the way number four. Way number five, live in the light. That's according to Ephesians chapter 5 from 8 to 33. Number 6, make the most of every opportunity in your life. That's Ephesians chapter 5, 15 to 17. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Submit to one another with love and respect. Be humble. Also, look forward to a world where everything pleases God. These two ways, the Lord is just requesting us to make them so that we can please Him. Amen. Lesson number three that I learned from this text. Lesson number three, the last slide. Your age is just a number. Your age is just a number. Where have I got that word? It's on verse 23. Jesus, when He began His ministry, was about 30 years of age. When I was reading this text, I just wondered myself, why Luke is just interesting to say how old was Jesus when He started His ministry. That is a big message. How old are you, brothers and sisters, who are coming here this morning? I'm 40 years. I'm 30 years. I'm 29 years old. I am 60, I am 12, I am 40. And Jesus should respond, I am
30? That's an easy question.
But the second question is, how many years do you have you left to live? How many years do you have to left to live in the world? And that's why your age is just a number. Your age, my age, is just a number because the Lord just provide opportunity to change the world through your and my age. Amen. Your age and my age allow me to accomplish the will of God. Your age and my age, that allow just me to change the world. Your age and my age allow me to prepare for eternal life. Your age allows you to bring people to Christ. Your age allows you to prepare your good future. And Jesus was only 30 years old. And remember that after 3 years, Jesus died. But he took advantage on the 30 years, the 3 years that God gives him to do the ministry, to do something which was very important. During these 3 years of period, Jesus fasted for 40 days. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He used it to pray, to read the Word of God, to teach the Word of God, to do miracles, to choose a team that we call disciples. He gave people to eat. And all his attention was about mission. And he died after 3 years. It was a short time, but very meaningful. He wisely used his time. But in our days, we are spending our ages, we are spending our times without a mission, without a focus. This morning, the Lord is teaching us that our time here in the world is very short, and we should use it wisely to accomplish the will of God. Within 3 years, Jesus transformed all the world. And we are speaking about him today. He accomplished a big job, a big ministry for 3 years. But you have 10 years, you have 20, you have 40, you have 60, you have 70 without doing anything. So, brothers and sisters, this morning, the Lord is teaching us to do not waste our time, but use it wisely for the glory of the King of Kings. We will give report of what we used to with our old ages here in the world. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord this morning is requesting us to use wisely our age, our time, as Jesus did. He was 30 years, and after 3 years, he died. So, he died after accomplishing all the job, all the work that the Lord asked him to do. How old are you? You are 40, you are 60, you are 50. But for which mission? The Lord is encouraging us here this morning to do not spend our time, but just do the best for the glory of the King. Three lessons from Jesus' baptism. Lesson number one, we are anointed. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Lesson number two, the Lord is telling us that we should pledge to please God. And lesson number three, your age, my age, is just a number to allow me to transform and change the world. May the Lord help us and bless us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.